Jeremy Corbyn has clashed with the Israeli Prime Minister as a row escalated over the Labour leader's presence at an event which included the honouring of a Palestinian suspected of involvement in the Munich Olympics massacre. Benjamin Netanyahu said Mr. Corbyn deserved unequivocal condemnation for laying a wreath on the grave of one of those behind the atrocity. The Labour leader said the claims about his actions are false. This is what he said about the ceremony.
A wreath was indeed laid by some of those who attended the conference, of those that were killed in Paris in 1992.
Were you involved in that wreath laying?
I was present when it was laid. I don't think I was actually involved in it. I was there because I wanted to see a fitting memorial to everyone who's died in every terrorist incident everywhere, because we have to end it. You cannot pursue peace by a cycle of violence. The only way you pursue peace is a cycle of dialogue.
Well, let's speak to the Labour Party member Phil Kelly. Good morning to you, Phil.
Good morning.
Good morning. Andrew Pearce from the Daily Mail. Good morning to you, Andrew.
Morning to you.
Good morning. And the Daily Mirror's Associate Editor, Kevin McGuire. Good morning, Kevin.
And good morning from me.
Good morning, good morning. Well, Kevin, let's start with you, shall we? Is Corbyn in trouble over this?
Yes, he is in trouble because a row has erupted. I think from his point of view, having Benjamin Netanyahu jump in is probably good. If you could pick your enemies, you would choose him pretty high. After Israel killed 150 or more Palestinians in Gaza very recently, because he has no moral high ground. And he seems not to either understand or deliberately distort what happened, because Jeremy Corbyn went to lay a wreath to those who were killed, 47 people killed in an Israeli airstrike in Tunisia, not for the terrorist who was alleged to be involved in the Munich Olympic massacre of 1972. I think there were different events, but I can see how they get conflated on the ground and you get pushed around. But he went for for what had happened in Tunisia, when in 1985, Israel was condemned by the United Nations. It was condemned by Margaret Thatcher when Prime Minister, for attacking the PLO headquarters in Tunisia.
Andrew?
Look, this is appalling, really, because Jeremy Corbyn's story about what he was doing there has changed four times. We now know he finally admits that he was there at the ceremony. He was aware a wreath was raised, was laid. And, of course, if you go back to what he wrote in the Morning Star at the time, he as much as said so. The fact is, he says he doesn't think he took part in the ceremony. Wouldn't you know, Stephen, if you'd laid a wreath at the grave of somebody involved in potentially one of the worst terrorist atrocities of the last 30 or 40 years, the massacre of 11 innocent Israeli athletes, who, by the way, were tortured before they were murdered. And the trouble is with this argument, it goes again and again to the point about Corbyn. Before he was Labour leader, he associated by his own admission with people, perhaps in hindsight, he should not have been linked with. Whether it was at the Holocaust Memorial Day when he chaired a meeting in the Commons and he allowed people to compare what Israel is doing in Gaza with the Holocaust.
A Jewish Auschwitz survivor made that comparison.
Hang on.
Jewish Auschwitz survivor.
Kevin, he's had a history of associating with very dubious, dodgy people.
Go on, Kevin.
No, I agree, as a history of associating with dodgy people, but any politician in any position who is attempting to bring peace and end violence in any situation is going to end up associating with dodgy people. That is unquestionably so. And he's appeared with people he says he wished he hadn't. But you're not going to get a situation cleaned up unless you get dirty hands. You can say the same about Margaret Thatcher. You can say the same about John Major. You can say the same about Tony Blair. And I think, look, this came up a year ago at the general election. Michael Fallon, the then Defence Secretary, before he lost his job over being very handsy and inappropriate with women, made the same allegations. They've come round again. And I'm afraid there is a terrible distortion and smearing of Jeremy Corbyn going on here. He did not go to honour terrorists from Black September who were alleged to be behind, the Munich massacre, which was appalling. He went there for the people who had been killed in that Israeli airstrike in 1985.
How come it's taken them a while? How come it's taken them a while to realise he was there?
You're quiet.
How come it's taken them a while to realise he was there?
And Stephen, last year when he was asked about this during the general election by Sky News, he did not acknowledge he was at that ceremony. He said, as Kevin said, he was there to honour other people who died. He did not admit he was in front of the grave of those people who are linked, alleged to have planted, have massacred those Munich terrorists. Why didn't he admit it? Because he knows how bad it looks. Because what he did as Labour MP, he would not dream of doing now as leader of the opposition.
I'll tell you why it's come out again.
Let me bring Phil Kelly in as well from the Northern Labour Party. Morning to you, Phil. I'll bring you back in a second, Kevin.
Morning, Stephen. I mean, what I would want to say is this, that Corbyn has a long-standing support for the Palestinian cause, and he has an affinity with the Palestinian people. Now, any crime that the likes of Andrew Pearce or enemies within the Labour Party want to lay at Jeremy Corbyn's door for this action of solidarity with the Palestinians, they must also lay at the door of Nelson Mandela, who, you know, consistently was proud to offer the Palestinians his unequivocal support and solidarity. And Jeremy has been consistent. He went to that conference to promote dialogue between different, very, very different and warring factions of the Palestinians to try and bring them together to make sure that peace was more achievable. But let's be 100% clear. These are attempts to dress up stories from the past, and they're nothing more than attempts to blatantly misrepresent and smear a man of peace. Does anyone really believe that Jeremy Corbyn was promoting violence or war? And I want to say this, the two other contributors, Andrew and Kevin, have used the word dodgy people that Corbyn
did he lay a wreath people. At the commemoration of Black September?
No, he laid a wreath, as Kevin has already outlined, to the victims of an Israeli bombing in Tunisia, the Palestinian government in exile. No. But Stephen, this is nonsense.
Hold on, Andrew's trying to talk to you. Go on, Andrew.
Hang on. He said, when asked, did he take part in that ceremony, he says, I don't think so. So he doesn't know whether he laid a wreath at the grave of those terrorists. I think I would know. I think it would be etched in my conscience forever.
Okay, well, let me address that. He should be stronger, and he should say that he was proud to lay a wreath in commemoration of victims who were bombed by the Israeli government
and
condemned by the UN, yes. And let me say this, we are debating the laying of a wreath. What we're not debating while we do this is that the UK government has sold £490 million of arms to the Israeli government since 2014, a government that is being investigated by the International Criminal Court at The Hague. I mean, Jeremy Corbyn himself, in his rebuttal of the ridiculous Netanyahu, said, you know, what about the 160 unarmed protesters that were slayed by the Israeli state? You know, this is the real conversation. And if you want to talk about dodgy people, how come the government of the UK hung at half-mast flags in Whitehall in respect to King Abdullah? And how come your own Prince William, when he stayed at the King David Hotel, didn't see fit to lay a wreath to the British citizens who were killed by Israeli terrorists in 1946? Yeah. Some of them people who had fought against the Nazis, who ended up in Palestine and were murdered by Israeli terrorists.
Well, I tell you what, Phil, you should just listen to what the widows of some of those men who were massacred by Black September said. They said Corbyn has been guilty of naivety and stupidity, that's at the very least, and they say to their absolute certainty he has not attempted to lay a wreath at any of their graves. Funny
Andrew,
that.
Have you ever quoted a Palestinian widow? Have you ever in your life quoted a Palestinian widow? I don't think you have.
I'm talking about Jeremy Corbyn.
Yeah, and I'm talking about the fact
the leader of the opposition.
There's more than two sides to this debate.
Yeah, well, you see, why didn't he lay a wreath at the... if he'd laid a wreath at the graves of the Israeli athletes, there'd be no problem, would there? Because he would say he was honouring all sides in the conflict. But it looks again and again like Corbyn is on the side of the terrorists.
John in Londonderry. Morning, John.
Hello, how you doing?
Go on, John.
I have a picture here on skynews.com with Jeremy Corbyn standing at the right-hand side with his hand on this wreath.
And what do you make of that, John? What are you saying?
Well, if he's saying that he didn't, you know, why was he so close with the hand in the wreath if he wasn't taking part in the ceremony?
Yeah. Kevin Maguire?
But was that part of the actual ceremony?
Well, it's just during
the Black September. Because I read that. I think it said he was 15.
Listen, you're denying what's in front of you, sir, with the television shown here, with the picture shown.
Well, one, it's not in front of me. Two, what are you looking at? And three, are you interpreting it correctly? You've been given a version, perhaps not even by Sky News. You may have misunderstood. Because if you ever go to these areas,
the embassy of Palestine and Turkey is standing here with his hand on the wreath.
There are more than one group honoured in this area, and you can be pushed around.
15 yards.
Not true. He's got his hand on the wreath. There's one,
got
two,
the wreath, but he hasn't
five
got
other
the
people.
Wreath.
Yes,
he hasn't got. He's got the wreath for the people who were killed in the Israeli airstrike in Tuesday.
He's got the hand on the wreath. His right hand is on the wreath.
But you think he's got the wreath for the Black September, the Munich...
what did he say?
He's got the wreath.
Hold on, let's let Kevin finish. Hold on, John.
He's got the wreath for the people killed in the Tunis airstrike. That's what he's got the wreath for. You've got it wrong.
Jeremy Corbyn was standing 15
Hold on, Andrew Pearce. John, thank you. Andrew Pearce.
He was standing 15 yards from where he was supposed to be. He was standing directly opposite the graves to those terrorists. He was 15 yards. Kevin says you can get pushed around, 45 feet? A grown man can be pushed away from where he's supposed to be, 45 feet? It's ridiculous. The reason why can't Corbyn just say clearly and concisely, as Phil Kelly said, whether he did or he didn't lay that wreath. He knows he can't possibly have forgotten. And I've drawn my own conclusion
actually,
why
actually,
he appears to be confused about it.
Hang on.
Andrew.
He hasn't said he laid the wreath for them. There's no confusion over that. It's whether, because he was in the area, whether he was counted as part of the party.
Kevin, has he got early onset dementia? How can he possibly have forgotten what he was doing there?
It wasn't four years ago. You go for one. The way, and I've
Good
seen
try,
it happen
Kevin.
In the Middle East,
Good
I've
try.
Seen it in Israel and Palestine.
Good try.
Other
Good
parties
try.
Come along. No, look, you're just on a smear here.
Okay, now one at a time. Hold on. Kevin McGuire first.
Right. Anyone, right. The various areas are close together. You go to one. People move around to say, come here for a photograph. Then you're not intending to be there for what happened to the people who were involved with Munich. But all of a sudden, you might, and he's unclear. I think this is where he's been very honest, where he didn't say yes, no, because he doesn't quite know whether they then considered him as part of the Munich party, when he went to be there as part of the Tunis party. That's why he's being honest. You do. I've seen it. It's badly organised by Palestinians. I've seen it in Ramallah. I've seen it in Nablus. I've seen it in Hebron. I've seen it in the occupied territories. I'm sure it's the same in Tunis, where I've never been. These events are chaotic.
Here's John in Newton Abbey. Morning, John.
Morning, Stephen. I'd just like to ask, does Corbyn ever criticise what the IRA had done? Was he ever condemned?
Well, I asked him, of course, in that time when he was on the train and it ended up the phone went dead, but he said he condemned all violence.
Yes, he said he condemned all terrorist attacks. That's the exact words he said. But nobody's ever asked him, does he think that the IRA is a terrorist organisation? Do you understand where I'm coming from here?
Corbyn, can I answer that? Because Corbyn is not the type of person who will sit down and specifically single out various group interactions and condemn them. He did condemn...
What do you mean, single out various groups? Single out murders, you mean?
Yeah, but agreed. But what he said is more profound than that. What he said in answer to Stephen's question said that he condemned all violence. Now, that's someone who has a history of trying to bring people together. This whole conference that happened in Tunis... Was
he talking about the British Army when he's talking about the violence as well? Yeah.
Oh, yes, he was. Yes, absolutely.
So he's putting the British soldiers in the same box.
Yeah,
in the same way,
if I can answer that, that Benjamin Netanyahu described the bombing of the King's...
Do you believe the IRA was a terrorist organisation?
I'm just interested, Phil Kelly, did Mr Corbyn in the past meet unionists in his attempt to bring peace?
I think he did. I think he's met various representatives of various communities. Now, he has a deep-seated support, I would say, with the idea, the concept, the idea of Irish unity. I mean, he's
on record
saying that. as many in the English left would, as many in the international left would. I mean, that shouldn't be a surprise to anyone. But what I'm saying here is that, you know, one person's terrorist is another person's freedom fighter, because this is what Benjamin Netanyahu has actually said. He described the people who bombed the King David Hotel in 1946, killing 91 people, as freedom fighters, the same people he described freedom fighters that murdered British troops who were in Palestine. So, you know, it's more complex than that. If anyone seriously believes that Corbyn is a man who promotes violence, who promotes war, then they're deluded. And you only need to look at yesterday, the man who attacked him, Benjamin Netanyahu, and his record in government, which is racist, which is building an apartheid state, and which is massacring Palestinians and breaching numerous international laws.
Here's Joe in Belfast. Morning, Joe.
Hi. All this is simply down to, and I totally agree with Phil and most of what Kevin's saying, that other guy that are talking against Corbyn, it's because they're afraid of Corbyn, and they'll try and tar him with whatever they can from years ago, 15 years ago, 20, 30, 40 years ago. And by the way, they're saying the words alleged ones that attacked in that attack in 72, alleged, by the way. And if you want to talk about war crimes and murderers, let's talk about the Israeli government, what they've been doing for the last 70 years, taking somebody else's land, given to them by a third people, which were actually the UK, that were involved behind Israel being set up in the first place, and 160 people murdered in cold blood by big, brave snipers from the Israeli army.
Well, let's let Andrew Pearce reply to you.
Well, you know, it's nice to have a history lesson from that guy, John, but actually this was 4 years ago, not 30 years ago, when he shared a platform with people who compared the Holocaust to what Israel's doing in Gaza. That was 6 years ago in the House of Commons, and he never once criticised or condemned or said they should try and put things in context. Jeremy Corbyn, by his own admission, was there.
They massacred 100.
Hang on, I'm talking. You can do your history lesson if you like. I'm talking
they
about...
They massacred 100.
Hold on, let's
I'm
let...
Please, was that a massacre a month ago?
Yeah, can we talk about the leader of the opposition? The leader of the opposition,
the leader of the
opposition has admitted he was at this commemoration for disgusting...
Wow, he was at a commemoration.
And what we don't know is how active he was, because he can't seem to remember. Sorry, I'm not convinced.
You're afraid of Corbyn. That's your problem. You're afraid of him.
You're
afraid that he'll get in as the next prime minister.
I'm not afraid of him.
That's your problem.
I'm not afraid of him at all, and it's not just
me. Yes, you are afraid of him, and you'll do anything in your power to tar the man.
Labour MPs who are calling for him to stand down. Labour MPs are calling him today in the national press to explain himself, because they're not convinced by his explanation either.
Yeah, let Boris Johnson explain himself for what he does, yeah?
Don't forget, John, it was your hero, Jeremy Corbyn, who admitted in a statement the Labour Party...
No, he's not my hero. No, excuse me.
Real problem with anti-Semitism.
Excuse me, he's not my...
Hold on, Andrew.
Stop playing the anti-Semitism card all the time as well, OK? It doesn't work with me, and it doesn't work with the vast majority of the people in the UK and around the world.
Well, I'm afraid if people aren't appalled by anti-Semitism, they should be ashamed of themselves.
I'm appalled by anti-Semitism, but stop playing that card.
John?
Okay.
Hear what the leader of the opposition said in his statement.
Unfortunately, we're out of time. But thank you very much indeed, Kevin and Phil and Andrew and Joe.